We hear in the first reading today from the Book of Wisdom that God didn't make death. God did not make death, nor does he rejoice in the destruction of the living. For he fashioned all things that they might have being, and the creatures of the world are wholesome, and there is not a destructive drug among them, nor any domain of the netherworld on earth. That's the basis of our faith, that God, who is good, created us to be good in his image and likeness. And so that the fact that we are made good in the sight of God and because of God says that any evil in the world comes from creation, comes from what has been created. Although God created them to be good, you and I, we remember, like Adam and Eve, we can fall, we can be tempted, we can be tempted by the things of the earth, and we do get tempted. Oftentimes we say, I can't fix this, I can't do anything, I can't get it done, and we keep trying, and we're not aware of the fact that we could call upon God to be our help. I mean, if God created us to be good, why wouldn't he help us to stay good, basically? In the gospel, we hear about two miracles. The miracle of the woman with the hemorrhage and the miracle of raising Jairus' daughter to life again. And we hear some things that are common for the two readings, for the two events. Jairus came forward, it says, and he fell at Jesus' feet. And the woman who had her flow of blood dried up said, she fell down before Jesus and told him the whole truth. So the first step in receiving from God the grace we need to live a wholesome life is humility. They both knelt down before Jesus. They knew who he was, that he was special to God. How many of us think that way, that we really need to bend down to God, realize that of ourselves we can do nothing? As I say, we say oftentimes, I can't do anything to fix this. And then we kind of stop instead of saying, well, God, I come to you on my knees. I bend to you and ask for your help. I ask for your grace and your strength to live as I ought. And Jesus tells these two people, go in peace and be cured of your affliction. Your faith has saved you. Faith is the key factor here, the key factor in our lives. Faith and trust in God that he truly will be there for us. She was sick for 14 years, and I'm sure she prayed all those years, nothing happened, but on that 14th year, something did happen. She was willing to kneel before the Lord and acknowledge who he was. And Jairus, he also knelt before the Lord and begged the Lord to cure his daughter, and he did. So when we are faced with difficult things, problems that we have to fix or face, or issues that we have to deal with, we don't have to do it alone. We can ask the Lord. The woman here in our story today didn't try it alone. She touched his cloak. She took the risk. She took the risk, as did Jairus took a risk in asking Jesus for his help. It's a risk. It's a risk to do that because we're letting go of our control and putting it in God's hands. That's always a risk. We're always afraid of that. We want to have control of things. It's hard to let things go. It's like a car on the ice sliding. You have no control anymore. It just goes on. And we sometimes feel that way in our own lives. We can't control things. That's an indication that we need to get on our knees, so to speak, to be humble enough to look to Jesus and ask for help. And as we do, somehow we'll find the solution. Somehow, if we're faithful to our prayer, we will find the solution. God will show it to us in one way or another. It may not be the way we expected or wanted, but it will be there one way or another. And that's our faith, that's our hope, that God is faithful to us.